Today, when the property wheels fall off. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, well, that is Post, covering finance and property news. Well, the myth, of course, is that property only ever goes up in value over time, but the truth is rather different, as I've been saying for some time. In fact, my surveys indicate that pressure on some households are forcing them to reevaluate their property holdings, and some will effectively need to sell and to sell at a loss. And now, new data presented in CoreLogic's latest Pain and Gain report shows that a growing number of Australians who purchased their home during the pandemic are opting to sell and to sell at a loss. CoreLogic says that an increasing share of resales taking place in the March quarter have a relatively low hold period of less than 2 years. The portion of resales with a hold period of less than 2 years in the March quarter was 8.4%. That's up from 6.6% in the March quarter of 2022, while the portion of loss-making resales with a hold period of less than 2 years has also increased to 12.4% compared to 3.4% in the March quarter of 2022. Such short selling times that involve sellers incurring a loss may be considered unusual, because hold periods typically increase during housing value downturns as sellers try to avoid making a loss. So they say the implication may be that some sellers are choosing to incur a loss from resale in order to avoid particularly high mortgage payments in the current rate hiking environment. Specifically, 5.5% of homes that were purchased less than a year ago were sold at a loss in the March quarter, compared to just 2% in the previous corresponding period. Likewise, the proportion of homes that were sold at a loss after less than 2 years has tripled to 12.4%. And interestingly, the proportion of loss-making sales rose most sharply in Sydney and Melbourne. That's an unusually high proportion of people selling within a short period of time, despite incurring a loss. And I think it's safe to say that this could be an early indication of people buckling under higher interest costs, CoreLogic said. So what we're starting to see in the market is a result of property holders finally feeling the pinch, and they're choosing to incur a loss from resale in order to avoid particularly high interest payments on their mortgages in the current rate hiking environment. The weight of rapid interest rises have also dented the overall profitability of Australian homes during the March quarter. Total resale profits dropped to $22.7 billion. That's down from $25.9 billion in the previous quarter, and nearly half of the $40 billion notched up in the December quarter of 2021. Of the 76,000 resales analysed, 92.3% were profitable. That's down from 93.2% in the previous quarter. And this marks the third consecutive quarter of falling profitability and coincides with ongoing declines in national home values. And across the capital cities, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth and Darwin racked up the largest increase in the share of loss-making sales during the March quarter. Nearly one in three sales in Darwin made a loss, while Sydney's loss-making sales jumped by 1.9 percentage points to 10.7%, which is the highest level since the 3 months to August 2009. Loss-making sales rose by 2.2 percentage points to 10.2% in Melbourne, and lifted by half percentage point to 13.8% in Perth. Hobart, Adelaide and Canberra were more lucrative offenders, with nearly all resales made at a profit during the March quarter. All properties sold in Macedon Ranges and Nambarlek in Victoria, as well as those in Burnside, Malala and Norwood Pineham in South Australia, delivered a profit. Similarly, every property sold in Brighton, Clarence and Sorrel in Tasmania were profitable. In contrast, 46.6% of all sales in Melbourne and more than 30% of all homes sold in Strathfield, Botany Bay and Burwood in Sydney made a loss. CoreLogic believes that the potential for further interest rate rises may prompt more people to sell their homes for less than they paid for them. The data indicates that a high proportion of sellers have chosen to offload their property in a short space of time, despite reduced nominal gains and a higher chance of making a nominal loss, they said. This could support the broader narrative that rising interest rates are prompting a higher level of sales, particularly through 2023, where mortgage holders rolling off fixed terms taken up in 2021 may be facing a sudden sticker shock on mortgage repayments. In fact, CoreLogic estimates that monthly variable home loan payments on a $500,000 loan have increased around $1,030 a month for owner-occupiers and $1,050 a month for investors between April 2022 and June this year. While there is a lot that takes place between falling behind on mortgage repayments and the mortgagee taking possession of the home, some sellers may be looking to offload their property before reaching that stage. The situation is darkest for the large share of first home buyers who borrowed close to their maximum capacity on a cheap fixed rate of around 2%. Majority of those fixed mortgages will expire over the remainder of 2023 and will reset to rates that are around three times higher. So many recent first time purchasers will then be confronted with the lethal combination of negative equity and negative cash flow. And CoreLogic said there might be some motivated selling reflected in the next quarters, where property owners willingly sell at a loss to avoid rising mortgage interest rates. I think that given further rate hikes that we've seen in May and June, with the potential for further rate hikes in July and August, we might see a bit more pain reflected in loss-making sales, even though property values have started to improve. Some buyers may choose to sell their home before values have made a nominal gain if rising rates have made servicing a mortgage on the property particularly difficult, CoreLogic said. And the latest Pain and Gain report also showed that the proportion of properties resold within 2 years rose to 8.4% in the March quarter, up from 7.9% in the previous 3 months, despite nominal returns falling by $21,000 to $73,000 during the same period. So this is no real surprise. I've been watching this building in recent times, but I will make this point. No one, of course, knows what the value of their property is until they try to sell it. It is a nominal conversation until you actually go to try and list. And in my surveys, what I'm seeing is that people are being surprised as to how far they have to take their value down to be able to get a sale in a reasonable time frame. Now, as the mortgage pressures continue to build, as they will, and as banks continue to struggle to refinance some borrowers, although of course they are in other cases extending the loan and offering interest only, etc., etc., to try and get people through, the chances are we are going to see more properties listed and sold, and more properties sold at a loss. Or in other words, this is the first indication of the wheels coming off the property market. And remember this, everyone now expects interest rates to go a little higher, but stay high for a lot longer. Central bankers around the world have been preaching this gospel relatively recently. So those who are hanging on, hoping for an interest rate reduction later in the year, will, I think, be rather surprised when it doesn't happen. So if you are in financial difficulty, if you are struggling to work out what to do, you better assume that rates are going to stay high and build your plans from there. So maybe selling and getting out makes sense. All you need is a bigger fool to buy, of course. The other alternative is to hang in and hope. But of course, hope, as I've said before, is not a strategy. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.